You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Trump EPA and the state of California continue their tug of war over vehicle emission standards. And now California has a foreign ally, Canada. The Trump administration, of course, decided to lower standards on tailpipe emissions for cars and trucks, weakening the national standard set under President Obama. California is suing the Trump administration, demanding details on that decision to roll back the standards. Well, now Canada has jumped into the pool, as it were, signing a deal with California to reduce its vehicle emissions. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Cox Automotive's Auto Trader. Always great to talk cars with you, Michelle Krebs. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So Canada has traditionally synced its emission standards with the U.S. and now certainly seems to be rejecting the Trump EPA's rollback and lining up with California. What's going on?
Well, let's go back. Originally, under the Obama administration, the fuel economy and emission standards were going to get much more stringent by 2025, and there was to be a midterm review of that. But as President Obama left the White House, they kind of threw that midterm review out the window, said, stay on course. The whole goal is to get the country onto one standard. California and some of the states that follow California have a much more stringent standard. And now what's happening is we're looking at two different standards that are even wider apart. The Trump administration looks as if it will actually roll back the Obama standard, and California is moving towards that standard. So we didn't get what we wanted. We wanted one standard for the U.S., and, you know, Canada wanted to jump on board and make it even wider in terms of one standard, and now we're getting the opposite.
So there is this, as you say, the gap is widening, and I've got to wonder with Canada saying, all right, we're going in the California direction, even as the Trump administration is pushing the opposite direction. How much trouble could this potentially cause between Washington and Ottawa, do you think?
It's hard to say, you know, but Canada is in line with the rest of the world. After the Paris Climate Accord, everybody's moving in that direction, and we're moving in the U.S., we're moving in the opposite direction. So, of course, it'll create some tension. Now, what will ultimately happen is this will wind up in the courts, and it'll be battled out for years to come or until another administration comes in and changes the rules of the game.
And as you mentioned, Michelle, we've already got 13 other states following California's lead demanding tougher emission standards. And so along with suing the Trump administration, California is talking about we're going to get even tougher, maybe even banning internal combustion engines. Tell us about what that stance looks like.
Well, that they may try to do that. You know, internal combustion engines are here for a good long time, for as long as I'll be around, I think. Yes, we're moving towards electrified vehicles. We are adding a lot more electric vehicles, all electric vehicles, but they're still a teensy part of the market. With low gas prices in particular and not regulations that require them, they're kind of stalled at about 3 or 4% of the total new vehicle market. So, and you know, there are some obstacles. We've still got to build an infrastructure of charging station and fast charging stations, and that's just doesn't exist in the middle of the country. It does more on the east and west coast. But there's a lot of work to be done, and the cost has to come down of the batteries. So there's a lot of work that still has to go on with electric vehicles.
I'm wondering how this is all playing for in the C-suite for automakers here in the U.S. I mean, we've got, you know, lawsuits. You've got Canada joining up with California. And we know the auto companies, I mean, they felt that the Obama direction was they'd like to see it relax. But isn't it true they've already felt that the Trump administration is going too far in its rollback?
Right. It was going to be really hard to meet the Obama standards. And in fact, I think you'll see a lot of companies paying penalties because they won't be able to meet even the interim standards. The automakers don't want them rolled all the way back because that's out of step with the rest of the world. Automakers are selling vehicles in China. The standards are becoming more rigid. They need to build more electric vehicles in China. Europe is replacing diesels after the VW Dieselgate debacle with electric vehicles. And so the U.S. is out of step. So while they thought that Obama standards went too far forward, what we think will happen with that the Trump administration will do will be too far back. Here's the biggest problem that's being created for the automakers. How do they plan? as you know, it takes about 4 years to develop a new vehicle. They're already building a lot of electric vehicles for the future. They need some guidance in terms of planning. You know, what are the rules of the game going to be, and we'll strive for those rules. So there's a lot of consternation in the planning departments of the car companies.
And I'm just wondering, overall, do you have any gut sense as to who's going to win this emissions tug of war? I mean, the California and the 13 states with its tough standards, or the Trump administration and its push to deregulate and roll back Obama regs?
No idea. But what I would say is the automakers are still moving forward because the U.S. isn't the only market. Our companies are global companies. They have to compete in markets all around the world, and they're still moving forward. I think the big risk is that China will end up dominating the electric car business. And that is ultimately the way we're going. So I think there's some concern about, you know, the competitiveness with China if we go backwards.
In fact, now that you mentioned that, I was checking out your Twitter feed, and I noticed you had retweeted a story. Demand for cars in China dropped a stunning 1.2 million vehicles in the first 4 months of 2019, with Chinese and American automakers in a deep hole, while the German luxury brands Toyota and Honda continue to prosper. So what is going on in that huge market for U.S. car makers?
Well, it is a huge market. It's the biggest car market in the world by a long shot. Will be into the future, but it's for the first time in 20 years, car sales are down. Globally, you know, car sales are softening, and there are different winners and losers in that market. The Chinese government is trying to build up their own companies. There are a lot of electric vehicle companies there too, I should say. So, it's overall global softening of the economies and markets, and then, you know, China has sold a lot of vehicles and they've kind of stalled here. But everyone anticipates they will be the biggest market by a long shot in the future, and that they will be the biggest electric vehicle market. So we're not too worried yet.
We are past the midpoint now for 2019. How would you say overall things are going for the U.S. car makers? I mean, what's going particularly well and what's most worrisome?
Well, the market is softening. We've had a fabulous 10-year run of unprecedented year-over-year sales increases, and we're reaching the peak. We reached the peak in 2016, so sales are softening, particularly on the retail side. One thing that has held up the market is tax reform last year greatly benefited business. So, you know, small businesses, daily rental companies, they're all buying a lot of vehicles because they're getting a lot of tax benefit. But we do see some softening of the market. We think this year will be down from last year, and we think next year will be down again from this year. And there are others, analysts, who are predicting a recession and a downturn in car sales. We are not expecting anything catastrophic. So the way I would sum it up, it's still strong, but it's on the decline, and there are a lot of challenges going forward. The emissions policy, what is it going to be, is one of those, but there are a lot of others. The trade situation has made things uncertain, so there are a lot more headwinds right now than there have been.
Michelle Krebs, analyst with Cox Automotive's Auto Trader. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.